It's good. It's good. Everything's back to normal. It felt good after I got some drops in there on Sunday, and good to go.
You're at the NFC offense.
How would you assess the offense? Is it where you want it to be, or is it heading in the right direction?
Heading in the right direction, definitely. We've put together a few quarters of better football. We're still not playing exactly the way we want to. We're a team that's built a reputation of being very efficient, not turning the football over, being good in situational offense. We did better at that. We were 4-for-5 in the red zone. Could have easily been 5-for-5. 4-for-8 on third down. We had great production on first and second down. 50% on third down is good. So we're moving in the right direction. We just got to eliminate the turnovers and cash in the red zone when we get those opportunities.
What's Jeff Saturday meant to this offense and how have you been able to get him in here as he heads back to the
Yeah, Jeff's done a great job for us. You know, he understands the tempo, the no huddle, and he's been around the game for a long time, so there's not much that surprises him. He's got little tricks of the trade that he kind of incorporates to his game, and I think he's been a very good leader for that room, for the offensive line room, and he's playing next to two of the top guys in the league, so that doesn't hurt. TJ and Josh have played really solid this season.
Do you feel you're getting into a groove on offense
now? Let's stack a couple in a row first before we say that. We put together a pretty good game. We're still not quite exactly where we want to be. I mean, obviously, you're always searching for that perfect game. The first three, pretty far off. Last week was a little closer, but, we can't turn the ball over like we did. And, I think we can finish some of those drives off there in the second half. But, we're happy. We had a fourth quarter drive and score, which was important. And this is going to be the start of a very important stretch for us. We got to learn to win on the road, and we got three in a row here.
When analyzing these first three, though, I know you don't want to use it as an excuse, but about as tough as three defenses you could have faced to start the year.
That's three good defenses, yeah. But there's no excuses. I mean, we like to think good offense can be good defense, but obviously some teams had trouble with Chicago and San Francisco especially. Seattle's got a good defense, played better at home as well. But we're playing against three straight teams on the road, and we got to handle the crowd noise better and be a little more efficient.
Aaron, can you give a sense for how complicated it is for Andrew Luck to do what he's doing as a rookie, changing plays to the line, trying to step into that role with that offense?
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing on offense, but I think it's pretty easy to say that quarterbacks 2012 are a lot more game ready than maybe myself and Jason Campbell and Alex Smith were in 2005, the first round picks. You look at the success of those young guys have had. RG3's playing really well, and Andrew, those guys. Ryan Tannehill just had a 430-some-odd yard game. So that's pretty impressive. I mean, knowing what I was going through as a rookie and the things that I was thinking about, these guys are far advanced, just in 7 years than I was back then. So you got to give them a lot of credit.
What is it about that? Is there something you can point to that would be a reason for that to be?
I think one thing in general, I think the coaching and the schemes at those levels is kind of has definitely improved. I think that there's starting with the high school ranks, there's been just more things on the quarterback. There's been more more pro style plays in those offenses, more adjusting protection stuff, more just a trickle-down effect of some of the things that the NFL is doing and vice versa. I mean, it kind of goes top-down and back, bottom back up to the top with some of the spread offense stuff you're seeing now in the NFL, which kind of started in high school and in college. But those guys are a lot more game-ready than I was, for sure.
Your completion percentage is actually higher, I think, than last year. Is that something you focused on? Is that a telling statistic in any way?
It's nothing I really, really wanted to focus on. I mean, obviously being efficient has always been a part of my game. We've caught the ball really well. We've actually faced teams that have been a little, played a little more soft on the back end. So that kind of encourages the higher percentage shorter throws, and that's kind of the way the early season has gone so far. We're going to continue to take what the defense gives us. If it's, a lot of umbrella coverages and we're going to have to, take the underneath stuff and go the distance, that's what some teams are going to try and make us do.
How hard is that to do, though? 30 first downs the other day. How hard is it to stay patient and keep moving the chains as opposed to going for the home run?
Well, it's kind of what we're expecting from here on out. We saw it against, San Fran, especially against Chicago. Teams playing the high shoulder, not wanting to give up the big plays. And playing their safeties deep. You know, Seattle played their safety, single safety, real deep and liked to play on top of the routes. Didn't want to get beat over the top. So you got to take the underneath stuff. You got to make it work, and you got to convert on third downs. When we're doing that, like this last game, we're going to put up some points. When we weren't the previous three, you know, there's going to be tough sledding.
Cedric had his best 2 games in week 2 and 4. Have you noticed, aside from the stats, a steady improvement as far as an understanding of everything, and do you think he's even where he will be in a few weeks?
No, I think he can do even more for us. I really do. I think the you know, the encouraging thing is he's getting better for us. He's understanding things better, but you know, he's doing a great job out of the backfield, catching the football, getting north and south. I think he's still not 100% comfortable in the offense. I don't think he would tell you. You know, he's run the football really well, which is great. But understanding, you know, immediately, you know, what his job is and the no huddle stuff and the in the protection game, it's close. But you know, he got kind of a crash course when he got here, and you know, we like to move at a quick tempo in practice in the games, and he's very close. But he's been great for us. He's been great in that meeting room. He's been great with me in the one-on-one time we spend together. He's been great in the locker room, and we're pretty happy to have him.
Aaron, after getting poked in the eye, would you consider having a shield?
No. Nope.
Visor? No? No?
I don't want anything between my eyes. I would never do that.